League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Kate McClain, superstar chef here in the city of Houston at Tony's. And Tony's is doing something different. So we've got... You got 20 ball games, but you might even expand it, right?
Can you tell people on the radio how she's dressed?
She's dressed as a referee. She's a ref.
I won't do the whistle, Del.
Well, you can do it.
Can I do the whistle?
No, you can do the whistle.
Blow the whistle.
So, flag on the play.
Are you? Wait a minute. This is baseball. And we don't win that.
What do they say? Okay, what do they say? I know.
So are your waiters and waitresses wearing referee shirts?
No, we don't have them there yet.
Okay. So you go in the morning and listen to the show on your way in.
I love it.
You do? I love that.
It gives me like three LOLs before I get in the door.
Early?
It's just there are people that are there earlier than
the
me.
Bear time?
So I've got a good gig showing up at 9. Yeah.
The Bear doesn't start. They don't open until night.
Yeah, y'all have lunch service.
You have lunch.
Yeah, we have lunch service.
You have lunch.
Tuesday through Friday.
So that'll be good. How many day games do you have on this deal?
We have, I think, three.
3 day games?
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
So we've got Wednesday the 30th against the Nationals at 1. We've got Wednesday the 6th, August 6th, 3:40 against the Marlins.
July 23rd.
And then
2:40 against the Diamondbacks.
Yes. And then August 28th. Versus 110 versus the Rockies, but the Yankees game, the Red Sox.
Oh my, it'd be great.
That's gonna be rad.
Yeah, yep.
We play the Red Sox 3 times.
That'll be great. So you got all of these on the schedule. There are 20 different games, and who knows? You're gonna have ballpark fare with great prices. Okay, Nathan's all beef mini hot dogs, which we've already had a couple. We've had the funnel cake, which you brought in, the peanuts, which you brought in, chili cheese fries, which you didn't bring in, which is disappointing to everybody.
No woman rolls around with chili in their car.
It'll stay with you. Okay.
Yeah,
I got it.
Chili doesn't leave easily.
Potato
impressive
chips.
You even had, did you have onions that you brought in?
Yeah, she did.
They're sealed.
You're sealed.
Really sealed.
Real sealed.
Right. Funnel cakes, caramel corn,
beers.
Just $6, right? $6 beers.
That's not ballpark prices.
They're way better than ballpark prices.
No kidding.
Yeah. You got way better prices than ballpark does. And you just want to, Tony's, you're creating an atmosphere that is just fun. That you're just going to be, I've been there before with the music. The thing that me and LeShane, you go to Riel.
Yeah.
Right. You like Riel, and LeShane does a
love
great
LeShane.
Job. But he doesn't have a TV.
And so Michelle.
I get in his kitchen all the time about not having a TV. Tony's has TVs, okay? So why can't LeShane have TVs? Tony's is the class of this.
Personal grievances right
yes,
here?
It
yeah,
is.
But yeah. Riel is like this beautiful curated space. And I know like it's okay to have a TV in one of those, but I think it's okay not
no,
to.
You're not going to talk John into
it. It pisses me off. Okay, so that
they make John makes them go to the – well, Ryan just does this. He goes – he was telling the table. He's like, every time this scumbag comes in, I got to send somebody down to the grocery – down to the convenience store to go get a 12-pack of
Coors Light.
Coors Lights. He goes, because I don't feel like hearing this scumbag make it. I got to be careful I don't cuss. But he's like, I got to, so I don't have to hear it. So he's not harassing my staff the whole night because at the end of his Coors Lights.
And he does. He gives me Coors Lights.
I'm like, is that TABC approved?
Which is That's awesome. Funny. Which is awesome. So what sparked this?
So our sous chef was like, I think we should do something with the Astros to get people in here this summer. You see a lot of restaurateurs this summer on Instagram or whatever. You know, we're all getting very creative to get people in into the restaurant. And so Joey, our sous chef, brought that up. And then, you know, it was just this collaboration between our team. And that's where a lot of our ideas are stemmed from, is someone will mention this or they'll want to do this. And then we just kind of collect and plan it and do it. And I'm grateful. It's fun to work with people like that.
That's neat. That is neat. And so great prices, mini hot dogs, salted peanuts, chili cheese fries, potato chips. Is it on the website, the dates that you're going to have?
It's all on the website. And then one other thing I wanted to mention is, has anyone checked themselves into adult daycare this summer?
Okay.
We're having a daycare.
Wait, what?
Adult daycare.
Yeah. You've heard of this?
Adult daycare is...
Have your wives signed you up for this?
Yes. No.
Or have you signed them up for it?
But...
Wait, you've heard of this?
Yes, adult daycare.
What is this?
So adult daycare is simple, all right? Just show up at Tony's, okay? And then as you're ordering wine, you say the password. You say, I'm here for adult daycare. And then we know that any bottle of wine you order, the first bottle... Any bottle on our list at any time of day is half off.
What?
Half off. What's your most expensive bottle?
$35,000.
Wait a minute.
Don't tell anyone. Don't profit.
But you have good. You have.
$17,500. I totally got you.
I got $17,500 off too. Don't forget.
Yeah.
I know it's you got to write that. You got to scratch that check.
I feel like I got over.
But you also.
You.
But we have beautiful wines for 120 and under.
And under.
Oh my gosh. Right, yeah. Right. Like,
so you can get a great, great bottle of wine for $60 there. $50.
Yeah.
Right. So that's okay. Adult daycare. That's the password.
That's the password.
For those of you that are going to Tony's. Tony's on Richmond. What's the cross street there?
Timmins.
Timmins, and I mean, it was just a minute from my house. It was so awesome to go.
But you don't drive people home like daycare. Like John is currently driving a bicycle.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
You're scooting, right? Are you bicycling or are you scooting?
Okay.
All right, cool. I love that.
But we also scoot in.
Do you wear the tight stuff?
No, I wear this.
No, when he bicycles. Okay. But wait a minute.
The outfit.
I don't want to get off the scooter thing quite so fast.
Yeah.
When I called when you and I took the picture at Riel,
yeah,
and sent it to John, I ended up calling him, and because LaShane wanted to talk to him, and John, I would say was drinking pretty good.
Oh yeah, I was pretty.
I'd say you were drinking pretty aggressively.
I was,
and he was on a scooter.
Yeah, we scoot around.
Electric scooter.
Ventura Boulevard in Bar Hop.
That's so fun.
It's fun. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun, but there's also going to be an injury.
Danger.
100%.
There's danger.
Yeah.
No one would let you do it. You walk on the street and you're going to get hurt, you put yourself in a boot.
You're going to get hurt.
Just hitting a curb. So you can't do it. You can't do it.
It's a purse snatcher.
Oh, we've already had an accident, too, on the scooter.
Oh, I'm sure. We?
Well, not me. Someone else.
I thought it was the other we.
Someone else. Anyway, it is a great idea. What fun. So you're going to have stadium seating?
Loungy seating.
What is that? What is loungy seating?
So we bought a sectional couch and then like unsectionaled it.
And then
put little like just bar tables in there.
And you're going to have flat screen television.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Okay.
So. Air conditioning.
Yes.
So first of all,
you guys
have
air at Tony's?
We have air.
They have air conditioning at Tony's.
And we keep it really cold.
Yeah. Good.
So first come, first serve, or do you have to buy tickets?
No.
No, it's just come.
Just show up.
Go to TonysHouston.com.
What is it? TonysHouston.com.
TonysHouston.com and see what, and you can see the schedule for all the games that they're going to have. TonysHouston.com, and go eat, and adult daycare as well. Half price on any of your first bottle of wine. Half price on your first bottle of wine at Tony's by saying adult daycare. That is great. That is awesome.
Thanks for having me. We always love seeing you.
Now, wait a minute.
Thank you. What are your thoughts on Dell?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just learned Dell's last name yesterday because I was listening to your show, Del Olele, right?
Olale, yeah.
We call him
Olale.
Ukulele. Yeah.
That's, so a be- that's a beautiful last that. Name.
Thank you.
Beautiful last name.
It's a, so, it's what are the origins? Are you Hawaiian?
No.
In a way.
No. My dad's Nigerian, so that's Nigerian. That's where it comes
that's
from.
That's gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but sorry, guys.
You see, I asked, do you like Dell? And she said, you know, he's got a great last name.
He's got, yeah.
That's all you need
he's
to know,
a, he's, you know what? He's got a great personality.
I love Dell's takes.
Thank you. Win a
and
win
your show.
For Dell. Thank you. Again, a win for me.
You knew he had a show? You knew,
she listens.
How did you know?
Yeah.
No one knew that.
It's a mystery.
It's impossible.
I don't know. People call my show, so I know somebody's listening.
Yeah. It's me.
Thank
so you.
There it is.
There's
well,
your
she's
listener.
Not the one who's calling, so other people are listening
you
to.
You found your listener.
Yes, it's Kate and them, yes.
You found
and,
your listener.
Call you later.
And what is your favorite subject that we talk about on the show? Yeah. Texans, Astros, Rockets.
Non-sports.
I like to listen to your, I listen when I work out on your Spotify, kind of your
podcast.
Your podcast, oh, yeah. Okay. Which is this, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so I like getting snippets of all of the sports, not to be like I have no favorite, but that way I have these, it's interesting and you guys are hilarious. And then I have this information. So if I need to talk to, you know, men or like guests, I've got these little Easter eggs of sports that I can drop in there.
So right. you have friends who listen and hear your name on here and then tell you, right?
Yeah, a lot of that's guy right. friends.
A lot of guy friends.
Yeah, yeah, and family. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, Kate was on.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kate
so,
was on.
So when John eventually gets around to Wyndham Clark and what's up with him, is Kate going to be able to use that information to impress people? Did you see what's up with your guy, Wyndham Clark?
Right. When I talk golf and you use golf information that
ooh,
I give
that
you?
That never comes up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like John Wyndham Clark. I didn't know who that was.
Wyndham Clark? No. You know, listen.
But no, remember when we were talking about golfers and their, that would be a segment, like talking about how more golfers are wearing beards. They're growing beards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about golfers is their head that they get. The tan head. But that's a problem because then they go out in public and, you know, when they're not, every tournament has like dinners beforehand and then they all show up with white head and then tan faces down here.
That's
right. And it's awful.
No one sees that.
And yeah, when they take out like Stuart Sink, he's bald and he's just got this giant white dome. And
because he's
tan
super
face.
Tan.
Super yeah. tan. Yeah.
It's almost worse than having a bunch of chili in your car all day.
Yeah. People know. I mean, you can't take your hat off ever. And Tiger should never take his hat off anymore.
Yeah.
He's right. Tiger's got an advantage. If he ever wanted to just come home, he'd be fine. But yeah. Tiger doesn't want to come home.
No.
Let him be.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave him
let
be.
Let Tiger be. He's going to be all right.
I think Tiger's going to be fine.
Time.
I think Tiger will be just fine. The ballpark at Tony's. Nathan's all beef, mini hot dogs, salted peanuts, chili cheese fries, potato chips.
Slider dogs. These are good.
They're really good.
They're tiny.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. Yeah. Makes you feel like you're hardly like, ah.
Yeah, but then, hot, but then you have the funnel
too
cake.
Too many. Well, that's true.
And you have the funnel
with
cake.
With chocolate and
then you realize you were eating.
Yeah, no, the funnel cake hit
Lance,
a little different.
How many glizzies will you be having today?
With chocolate. Funnel cake with chocolate, people.
I mean, we got a break coming up.
Yep.
Are you on one or two glizzies right now? Mini glizzies.
But that's like two-thirds of a hot dog.
So yeah,
you don't even count really bad.
One mini glizzy so far?
I got two.
Oh, two mini glizzies.
I'm halfway through a glizzy.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And I did hit the funnel cake already. So
not a surprise.
No. Pretty much a Houston. Are you doing this for Houston Restaurant Week? You start with the two glizzies, mini glizzies. Then you go to funnel cake, and then we go to something else. Can we say
that
we
is not a bad idea?
Just hot dog, right?
It's just hot dog.
That's hot dog.
I mean, it's a funny way to say hot dog, but yes,
it's
hot dog.
Gave a look like she was like, I can't believe he just said that.
I'm like, nuh-uh. Glizzies is cool.
It's all right, right?
I mean, Glizzies is above board.
It would be yeah, that's right. It would be an interesting Houston Restaurant Week. Like, we didn't expect this from Tony's on the menu. We weren't looking for many hot dogs, but this is good. This is really good. And
that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a great way to watch.
And then you've got your cocktail menu if people want to get their
absolutely.
Old fashions or whatever.
Hey, our happy hour is from 2 to 6 during the week. And we
day game.
Tito's martini for $12. Kettle One martini. We do top shelf.
For $12. That's a good price too, people. Mm-hmm.
Or
that's a really good price. Trust me, my
soda.
Wife drinks martinis. That's a really, really good price.
Yeah.
You don't find those prices in California ever, or in Houston, as a matter of fact, hardly ever. So that's okay. So every day, happy hour 2 to 6 at Tony's. Tony's
to
on Richmond, and if you haven't been, I can't believe there's people in the city of Houston that haven't been to Tony's. But if you've never been, it is just awesome, and Kate makes it even better every day. We love you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The best. She's a superstar. Kate McClain, right here, Chef Kate, here in studio. Time to talk a little Coors Light. We were just talking about that, as a matter of fact, right? Coors Light. Hey, LeShane, pick it up. Have it on the menu, okay? Let's go. Get your Coors Light and make sure that the restaurants that you go to, they have TVs and they have Coors Lights, because that's awfully important for your life and everybody's life. I was so happy my buddy had – he doesn't have nothing in his fridge, nothing. But he bought a 12-pack and he had that for me when I came over. He had Coors Lights. That's the kind of impression – that just means it warmed my heart. It warmed my heart that he thought so much of me that he would have Coors Lights, the only thing that's in his fridge. And I got to tell you, it's a heartwarming story, and it keeps on getting better. All you need to do is have Coors Lights on hand whenever you get a 12-pack, get a 6-pack, 12-pack case, whatever. But make sure that you got Coors Lights on hand when your buddies come over, because that just shows how much you love them. Coors Light is cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Keep Texas chill with Coors Light. Coors Light, climb on, brother.
Keep him? Is that because he's getting a little older now? How old do you think Trey Hendrickson is? I think he's probably like 31, probably, in that neighborhood. He's 30 years old. He'll turn 31 in December. You know, he's coming up on going to be one of the last contracts of his career, probably. Probably wants a 4-year deal. So, and he's a really good pass rusher. I would think the Bengals say, hey, we want to give ourselves the best chance of winning. I mean, look, this is just the Bengals. The Bengals 100%. And I would think McLaren, you don't want to just give everybody every deal they want and you just write your check and we'll just pay it. That's not how business works. It's not how it should work. It needs to be a healthy give and take on both sides. However, and certain teams will have leverage and certain players are going to have leverage. Trey Hendrickson thought he had leverage. It's not even leverage. Trey Hendrickson thought, okay, you know, they should be coming with a contract offer. Nope. And the Bengals are doing this. And they got a first-round issue with Shamar Stewart, who's a defensive end. Trey Hendrickson, who was really one of their only really plus-plus defenders last year defensively. And you got a great offense with no defense, and you're taking the pass rush away? That's insane to me. They should be getting a deal done with Hendrickson, for sure. Now, they gave T. Now, to me, I would have paid Hendrickson, and I would have let T. Higgins walk.
Yeah.
I would not have brought Hendrickson. You just have to have a solid number two when you have an elite number one. You don't even have to have T. Higgins. That, to me, that's overkill. You're already going to pay Joe Burrow. You're already going to pay Jamar Chase. To me, you pay the pass rusher and you go get a cheaper second. You go get a cheaper wide receiver in a second or third round. You know, that's what you do. The T. Higgins move, that was dumb. The Bengals, this is dumb. Shamar Stewart, I guess they're trying to get some language in the contract that, you know, some new language that they haven't had for other Bengals first rounders the last couple of years. But it's my understanding some of it has to do with off the field stuff and injuries, you know, being able to not guarantee the contract. I would think that would be standard in the NFL. If you do off the field things or injuries that are non-football related, I know they've been in contracts before, but maybe it's been for second contracts players. But I thought we've always had things in contracts where there's certain things that you're not permitted to do that could cause injury. I think that's for the high dollar contracts.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, you can't keep a guy like, oh, you can't water ski. I mean, they got to be able to have a little bit of a life.
So, but they also got Shamar Stewart, right?
That's what I'm saying. Both pass rushers.
So, I mean,
they can't look. They got to blink. I asked an agent yesterday. I said, who do you think blinks first, the Bengals or Shamar Stewart? He said, I think the Bengals probably blink first. You can't hold the line on both your defensive ends.
Well, he's slotted. So what's the issue? The all guarantee?
The issue has to do with I was just talking about. The issue has to do with language in the contract that they haven't had for other first rounders. And I guess it's something having to do with, you know, for the guaranteed money, you can't, you know, your off-field behavior. There's some stuff like that in there where they can basically eliminate the contract. And they're trying to do, from what I read, is create some new language. if the players want to create new guarantees in the second round, then ownership wants to protect themselves by creating some new language for first round guys that if you don't do what you're supposed to do, the money's not guaranteed. And when I say do what you're supposed to do, I mean
get in trouble.
Yeah. But I thought that's always a thing, though. I thought that was part of the personal conduct.
Is there still morality clauses in?
Or? I mean, maybe the thing is not, maybe not in rookie contracts, but I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Rumors out there. He's back at College Station. He might play for the Aggies this year and then go back into the draft.
I saw that. You know, he's not eligible to play for the Aggies, right? Now he can go back into the draft. He cannot play for the Aggies. His eligibility is over. I heard that yesterday, too.
Yeah.
He cannot play for the Aggies. However, I mean, he could go back in the draft next year. He could. He loses a year of earning, potentially,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty tough. But, you know, maybe he wants out of Cincinnati. Maybe the best thing for him is getting out of that organization. Will he be a first? If he doesn't play next year, will he still be a first rounder? I think so. He can't play in any other league. He can't play. Like, he's got to basically just sit out football. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I think that, you know, the problem is Taylor Shuck. Eric Burkhardt is fighting for the 40th pick to get fully guaranteed because Eric EB said, I got leverage now. Derek Carr retired. They drafted my guy in the second round. This is the leverage. I'm going to get fully guaranteed. And that's a smart play from Burkhardt.
You saw some of his highlights. I don't have any leverage. I mean, he needs to get in there and work and be good.
Eric Burkhardt's trying to get a contract where if he sucks, he still gets paid the whole
week. Yeah, right.
And Eric Burkhardt gets paid.
Of course, that's his job.
That's his job. I mean, you don't have to like it. But there's
a really good chance. What odds are better? That Tyler Shuck is really good or Tyler Shuck is really bad?
You're saying really good and really bad. Probably really bad. Not many drafted quarterbacks become really good.
No, right.
A very low percentage. So really bad is a higher percentage. And I get why they wouldn't want to guarantee. I think ultimately the Saints end up guaranteeing it. And once that happens, the real problem is going to be 33 through 39 are all the agents are going to say, we have to be guaranteed.
Yep.
We cannot sign a deal where we're not fully guaranteed because that's literally suicide for us. Because every agent will pick us apart when it comes time for us to try to sign clients next year. Or clients we have on our roster, when they see that, they're going to dirty recruit us and say, hey, your guy didn't even get a guaranteed contract. We got guaranteed contract for our second rounder. Your guy didn't even get that. What are you doing with those losers? Mm-hmm. And you'll lose clients over there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So for agents, this is a big saving face moment or getting a big win. The agent for Jaden Higgins got a huge win. Huge win. And the Texans were more than happy to do that with them. But they got a huge win, the agent for Jaden Higgins. And now I don't think everything's going to be fully guaranteed, but a higher percentage may be fully guaranteed for the second rounders. That's ultimately, I think, what's going to happen. But we need one deal to get done. Once Shuck gets done with the Saints, once it's agreed upon, everything's going to fall in line.
You think?
I think. I mean, you could have a fight with 41 and 42, but Ariante Irisarry's agent has to know, look, the Texans aren't giving us a guaranteed deal. If they were going to, we would have already gotten it. Jaden Higgins got it, but our guy's not getting it in the same round. That just shows you how they look at 34 and 48 or 49, wherever he was picked. They don't see your guys as a fully guaranteed second rounder. And based on talent, I would say, yeah. I would say, yeah. Based on what I know about both players, that makes some sense.
Well, do they look at him as the tackle, their left tackle of the future?
I think they hope he is.
If they do, then they want to have a good start with him. I don't see it, but we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, Trey Hendrickson's got to get done because they're not going to let him out. They're not going to trade him. They would have done it before the draft. And Trey Hendrickson's not going to miss a paycheck. So he's going to play. Might as well just get him done. You're losing face too much. Bengals, you're killing yourself.
Will he be a sit-in? Will he be a sit-in?
Well, but if you don't play, he can all he wants.
Okay, you'll go.
I'm talking about game checks.
Game checks.
He's not going to miss a game.
Yeah. Yep. I don't see him practicing this spring, though.
Nope.
This
he ain't going to do anything.
Mm-mm.
But remember, you don't get paid really until that first paycheck. I mean, you get some preseason stuff, but the big money is that paycheck.
Yeah.
You only get paid during games.
Yep.
Or during the football season. So if I'm him, you know, frankly, I probably would do the same thing if I were Trey Hendrickson. This is your last potential contract. You're coming off a really good season. You got a team that's desperate on defense. Like, this doesn't make – to me, you have all the leverage. The Bengals are super cheap if they don't get a deal done with Trey Hendrickson.
Well, that Bengals are super cheap, period.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. Got one segment left. Then we got news of the weird. So let's go. Get in if you want to get in. If there's anything that you want to talk about, 713-780-3776.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this is our final segment before we hit news of the week. One thing we missed. Shaq.
Do you have anything you'd like to say about Angel Reese right now? I think she's playing great basketball.
I love Angel Reese. I think she's the best player I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Shaq says if Robert Griffin III says one more thing about Angel Reese, he's going to punch him in his bleeping face. And the bleeping was
so what is
really
Shaq...
bad, what bad word.
Okay, so there's something with Shaq. What is
Shaq?
Well,
she went to LSU. They're friends.
Oh, it's just the LSU thing?
Yeah.
Is there a business thing also?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Shaq is tight with Angel Reese.
Yes.
Angel takes... Yeah, I know. You can say whatever about Angel thinks she's better than she is and all that stuff. She's taken a tremendous amount of heat from people. She's beaten up constantly on social media. A lot of stuff is racist and it's some really, really ugly bad stuff. This all stems from Robert Griffin III. This is like something it feels like that we would do on our show saying, I'm not going to read, where we read a terrible email, email or tweet, and then we say something like, why would you say, I'm not going to say that. We're not going to say that on the air when we've already said it. What RG3 did you see what he did, John?
Yeah, well, he reposted.
He goes, okay, I've had my issues with Angel Reese, but this has gone too far. Right. And then he says, even though Angel Reese talked about my family and she made comments that resulted in death threats for my family and all this and that. And yes, I know Angel Reese does hate Caitlin Clark. Like, he went on, he started off like he was going to defend Angel Reese and then he just laid Angel Reese out again. And then at the end he goes, this is just too much. We cannot do this to black women or any women. And it's a picture of somebody had done Y2K, no.
So she's on the one of the people on the cover of NBA 2K 26, and instead of an image of Angel Reese, it's an image of a, I guess you want to say ape, monkey, whatever, in her jersey. And this is, he goes, this is going too far. He also talked about how people from her camp reached out, and her mother said, no, no one's reached out to you. Stop lying.
Yeah, it was the worst defense of Angel Reese I've ever seen.
It wasn't a defense.
And it was really, and he put a meme out there that had very few, I don't even know where he got it from. Somebody must have tagged him. And he put it out there and he amplified it to a bunch of other people. And a lot of people will be more than happy to use this against Angel Reese now. And everyone recognized that.
Yeah, stop doing this.
Yeah, stop doing this. Look at this, guys. Can y'all believe this? You better not retweet this and show Angel and tag Angel Reese with this. So Shaq basically told him he's tired of the suckership, and next time, if he does it one more time, he's going to punch him in his bleeping face.
Yeah, I don't want Shaq to punch me in the face. I don't know. There's a lot of guys I wouldn't mind punching me in the
it's
face.
It's just so funny. Social media has created a brand new, like, the drama surrounding certain sports figures and the what? I mean, it was not like junior high and high school before social media. If there was, we didn't know about it. Now, this has just created just a bunch of... I mean, it's legitimately like a really bad high school movie. Like, it's like Clueless or Mean Girls or one of these high school movies with different drama or actually being in high school where you laugh at how stupid these, like, can you believe how dumb we were in high school and the drama about this? This is actual real life now on social media. This is actual real life with real grown men and grown women doing this on a regular basis. Ryan Clark's got some kind of high school fight with somebody. Every week he's got a new enemy, a new arch enemy. Now, they tend to come after him plenty of times, but it's just the lamest stuff I've ever seen. But Shaq basically said, no, that's my girl, and if you pull this, RG3,
yep,
I'm going to punch you. And I actually believe Shaq.
Oh, he will punch him in the face.
No, I believe Shaq.
Yep.
And I know a fight that Shaq lost one time. It's famous in LSU circles. My brother told me about it. My brother played football at Nichols. He knew people at LSU. There was a defensive back that was not to be trifled with, and he and Shaq got into it at the dorm, a football player, basketball player. And this is Shaq at LSU. He's a big boy. He's always been a big boy. And apparently he got the brakes beaten off of him by this DB at LSU that you didn't want any hassle with at all. You wanted no smoke with this guy. If my brother's listening, he can send me the name of the player. I don't remember the name of the player. I don't remember him being some big-time player, but apparently this is one fight that Shaq did not win. So maybe this guy also likes Angel Reese a lot too. Because if that's the case, then he'll go over and beat up RG3 too. That's all I know.
That's all right. That's all right.
So what were your thoughts on Angel Reese again?
I love her. I think she's great. I think that she is a wonderful, and she's great for the game.
Everything. You like her lashes?
I love her lashes. What? Okay. No, it's not the love. What's not the love?
Just checking.
The top 10 NFL defenses since 2000. The number one defense, the 2000 Ravens. I mean, they won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer at quarterback. That's how good.
It's as good as I've seen.
As you've ever gone. 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
On that same level.
They won, yeah. Brad Johnson at quarterback.
Derek Brooks, yeah.
Yeah. 2009 Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't remember. Did they end up winning the Super Bowl?
Well, they're probably just doing a lot of Super Bowl teams.
Well, no, this is the top 10 defenses,
period.
So that
was not, so they did not win.
The 2006 Ravens didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, 9, was that the loss? Was that the loss?
The first Eli?
Was that the 17-0 team?
Well, there's a reason they were probably the best defenses because they had the best offense. Because the offense was on the field all the time.
2009, they were 10-6.
Oh, that's a Cassell. Was that a Cassell year?
Oh, Matt Cassell.
Matt Cassell.
You're right. You're right.
Castle year.
Come in here, sit down. What are you doing, Melissa? You can come sit down. Let the people see you.
Oh, you're eating? You got the funnel cake?
Our friend, our Colombiana.
Melissa Blanca with us here
in studio. Right, from
Power. Good morning.
How's your new show?
It's doing good.
It's good?
Only Girls in the Morning.
Is it like,
in the Morning. Only Murders in the Building is a TV show, and Only Girls in the Morning is a radio show.
Is it
show.
Like Latina The View?
It could be something like that.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is it really political where you're attacking
attacking each other's country? No, actually, it's more relaxed. Much political things.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does it get
more like storytelling?
Because there's no Cheto anymore. It's all girls. Like, how different has that been for you to, like, if I've done a show without John, and it's a lot different. Nobody's really like him. He's very different. So it's very, very
different. But I don't yell like Cheto. Like that stuff.
You say things you shouldn't say.
Right. We have like a lot of girls talk, and we also try to include the guys so they feel welcome to the show, you know, and it's more conversational, not that much of like political kind of thing that Cheto likes to do.
This is a serious question.
What is it?
So you know John speaks Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. Why do you not just take him one segment and bring him in to get his view of what's going on?
Oh, you can go whenever you want to go. Yeah, of course.
No.
You're more than welcome.
I heard him this morning, and I actually wanted to go stop in and say hello and stuff, but no.
Why you didn't say hello to us?
Get him to do a segment.
Because I don't want to interrupt their show. They might have something very important going on.
You can do a segment.
Okay.
You can do a segment at 6:30 or whatever. The point of view.
Well, okay, so do you take calls?
We do.
And men call?
Yes, a lot.
What do they want to talk about? What you're wearing?
No. We don't have the cameras as you guys do.
You don't have cameras?
So you guys are more like, the looks.
That's the dumbest thing you guys are doing. Why don't you put cameras in your studio?
Because I'm waiting for you to go over there and put the cameras over there for us.
No, yeah. that's
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No,
you know how much your numbers. You know what your numbers would be.
Eventually, that's going to happen. We're going to include the cameras, but for now, it's just, you know, like our voices, our accents. It's one Honduran, one Venezuelan, and myself, Colombian.
Mm-hmm. Colombian, yeah.
So I think that also attracts different people from different countries.
Yeah, because we're very, very multicultural. Like, yeah. I went to U.S. Mexico, and it was 95% Mexican.
It's States. More than 140 languages that we speak here in Houston.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Yes.
140.
And we're so most diverse. Of them are Latin?
Well, Latinos, everyone speaks Spanish. Different accents
right.
among Latinos. Except Brazil.
But
languages. Languages. Yeah, but so with that, I mean that we're very diverse, like people from all over the place.
Speak Spanish and find out what you're at. Where's your accent?
Háblame en español.
Sí, okay. Pero tienen diferentes dichos, diferentes, right?
Diferentes palabras, diferentes maneras de expresarnos. Sí, sí. Cada país tiene su propio...
¿Y ustedes usan suyos?
Sí, claro.
Sí.
Sí.
Y las otras dicen, no sé qué quiere
decir eso. ¿Y eso qué significa? Sí, claro, porque es una manera también... ¿Are you getting what we're saying?
Yeah.
Es una manera también de hacer que personas
it's getting fast.
De cada país... Like
sí,
that.
Dice,
se identifiquen con cada una de nosotras.
Sí. Y chistes son diferentes también, ¿no?
Yes. I guess because I've been living here for the past 21 years, I'm the most neutral with the different countries and accents.
Yeah.
But let's say, Daddy, she was raised here as well, but she has the very Honduran accent and their words. And
but they have like different TV shows in their countries that they refer to or whatever, like in different, raised differently and do things differently than you each do different things, right?
Yeah.
Grew up that way.
Even the food that we eat.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Do you bring it in and try this and do, you know what?
You know, we just stole from you guys some hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because it's the National Hot Dogs Day. So that's a common thing. But
It is?
Everyone, like Venezuelan cooks, the hot dogs different than Mexicans and Colombians. Yeah, the topics.
Topics.
Yeah, the topics.
Oh. Like what is a Colombian hot dog?
We use, the papas fritas, the chips.
Yeah.
Mm.
We kind of chop them and we put them on the top and we put pineapple, jelly.
That's the people who get high.
Take the pineapple off.
I got to go pineapple.
Hey, why does that one girl not like us?
We have
three girls and then the one girl with the dark hair straight, she won't even talk to us or wave or anything.
No, she likes everyone too.
I think John must have said something.
I didn't say anything to her.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I didn't even meet her.
For some reason.
Bye. She got to go.
She's got to
go. How did our numbers do while she was here?
They went up.
Of course they went up. Because Melissa came in.
They went up. They're a little slow today.
She's very dressed.
They're a little slow today. Yeah, she's
dressed very nice today.
A little more so than us.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I dress nice today, but you.
You dress for golf.
I dress for
nice.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a t-shirt. It's not a Steely Dan t-shirt. Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to get. I'm going to stay level par. Level par.
So the 2023 Cleveland Browns. See, that's the year Stefanski won Coach of the Year.
Yeah, what about it?
And so they were fifth best defense in the since 2000.
Hold on a second. We're putting
in
them
the last
ahead of,
quarter century.
Well, okay. I guess we're by the end of the year in the playoffs, I would have said you better put the last year's Eagles team in the top three defense.
Their Eagles didn't make the top 10.
With two white defensive backs, the disrespect.
That's why. They immediately.
Two white DBs.
No, they automatically took them off.
And you win.
Corners.
And they were both, Reed Blankenship's a safety.
Oh, yeah.
A little known rule.
So
when you install two white DBs in your secondary, you get to play with 12 players.
Yeah. That's not a rule.
That's why they're so good defensively. They didn't tell anyone because that would seem unfair, but they got to play with 12 players.
That would help.
The 2005 Bears.
So if you have two white DBs, you get an extra defender.
That would be interesting to see
how many teams would lean.
You can choose wherever the math says two white DBs, 12th defender. It evens out.
Didn't Dabo go to eight white defenders?
Well, Dabo took it to a level where he was putting
his
Venables kids. No, his kids were like scrub receivers. Venables was putting his son and his two sons at starting linebacker and safety.
Yeah.
And then in the game that they did, the LSU whooped them because, well, at some
point. You're not going to win like that.
Yeah.
Because they in college, they don't have that rule with 12 players.
That's right.
Yeah.
No matter how many white kids you put that are sons of the defensive coordinator, you don't get an extra player.
No, right.
A lot of people in chat thought it was – they're responding to where you said, do they ask, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
And a lot of people in chat responded to that.
Hmm.
They thought – they just said, wow, JG. They think you just will only say that on this show. Don't really know.
When we have guests, they'll say it. Yeah, when we have friends, he'll say it. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No. Anyway, that's fun. It's fun to talk with Melissa when she runs in like that. That's great. All right, we got a break. You need to see Mexican bull riding. Have you seen Mexican bull riding?
Well, I've seen the prison bull, the bull stuff on prisons where you all sit at a poker table or whatever.
Yeah.
In the chairs. I've seen that. Bull chicken or whatever. I have not seen bull riding.
That's really, really.
That's dangerous. That's but what real is Mexican dangerous. Bull riding?
Bull riding.
I'm sure you got a video.
I'm looking right now. I guess it's bull riding. It's just you're standing out there and the bull comes after you. Oh, God. Yeah, it's just we'll stand here and let the bull come and attack us.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's not really bull riding.
That's not really bull riding.
So much as it's chicken.
Well, I don't know that it's Mexican. I'm not sure that's what he's referring to. It's a unique style. No hands. It's no-handed. Okay. All right.
Well, that sounds like that's going to go poorly.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's going to last that long. Okay? Seems like it's never mind. We got a break, 713-780-3776. Actually, you can't call in because we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about HRP. I'm a big fan. We're all big fans here. Everybody here knows the HRP. Everybody knows, at some point your employees might need help from HRP. They call directly to HRP. You don't have to have a big staff, a big HR department or payroll department. We have one person, and that's Laura. But we all get the number to HRP. If you have any questions about your payroll, if you have any questions whatsoever about your 401k or anything else, okay, you get one number, and HRP takes care of it. HRP handles it all for us. And they don't even sell the 401k plan or the insurance plan, but they take care of it for us, right? I mean, that's how good they are. They don't even sell that. So when you're dealing with your admin company and, they're selling you the 401k and the benefits, all the benefits packages, okay, and they're making all that money off of it, but you say, well, our payroll, the payroll, that's low. Well, guess what? They're making it up somewhere else. HRP isn't doing it. HRP is getting your payroll, getting your HR, getting your taxes done for you, and then they're actually just advising on the benefits packages. So look at the way you're doing things or let HRP look at it absolutely free to see if you can do business better. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Apparently our president is thinking about signing an executive order mandating that soccer be called football in America. Do we?
Well, he's a big soccer guy now.
He was on the stage.
He's one of the big.
He couldn't get him off.
He's a huge Chelsea. He's a huge international soccer fan. Now that he's a fan of, now that he's a Chelsea boy.
Do you think he should sign an order to mandate that you have to call it football, not soccer?
He will lose all of his voting base if he does that.
Well.
Football. You have to call it football.
Also, in connection with all that, it turns out Trump gets the original FIFA World Cup championship trophy. Chelsea gets a replica. Like they, the president of FIFA wants to be in league with Trump. So he gave, and Trump loves gold. And the thing is, some ornate gold thing costs over like $250,000. They gave the actual championship trophy, the original, to him, and oh, yeah, you know, Chelsea gets the replica. It wasn't supposed to be public knowledge. I think Trump just told people, hey, I got the real one.
That's not true.
It's true.
Wait. You're being serious?
Yeah,
because, I checked out on because, you saying this because there's...
Because they had an event where they took the trophy to the Oval Office, and Trump revealed that I'm getting the real one, and Trulsi's getting...
You sure they didn't just tell him that?
Well, who knows? But that's what he is saying.
Yeah, they might have just told him to keep him from...
Yeah, just... You get the real one. We got a replica.
Yeah, I don't know, but he said...
Although the FIFA president wants Trump
He wants to be aligned with Trump, so he may have just given him the first original one and had to make another one for Chelsea.
Yeah. A Nebraska man pleaded guilty to sending top secret information to a person on a dating platform. How far will you go to get some?
Was his name Pete Hegseth?
No, it wasn't.
He didn't text her?
He did not text her this classified information.
Why are you sending me? Oh, he didn't send news.
David Slater worked at Offutt, a top secret security clearance.
And why would he? Now, what did he
do? And he texted him. He texted about the Russia briefings regarding Russia's war with Ukraine.
I mean, this is why the Americans is so believable, the show, because you could totally get guys to give you any information you want.
Right.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Withhold.
Say you want to get, you want some of this? You want some?
Hey, before we do anything, I was wondering, what's going on with the Russia thing? Could you give me some intel on that?
You're hot. Now, what happened in that Russia meeting?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You said, how far would you go?
How far would you go?
It's, the question is, what does that person look like?
That's true.
Here it is.
If it a
if
10.
It's Kerry Russell.
Is it a 10? If it's a 10.
I'm probably going pretty far if it's Kerry Russell. Far.
You would give away government secrets.
I mean, what's this government done for me? It's Kerry Russell.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you.
I'm sure that's treason.
I'm
and if they catch
the hotter,
me.
The
and it, no, sure, it is treason.
The bigger government
no, I'm saying,
secrets
no, it's
you give
treason.
No, I'm
sure.
saying, sure, it's treason. If they catch me, I'm going to die. And she might kill me, too, when I become a loose end. But yes. I don't know that at the time.
Right. Right. No.
Like, the eventuality is I'm going to be dead. It's one way or the other.
I'm going to die sometime anyway.
Yeah, but it's Kerry Russell and the Americans.
Right.
You take that chance.
How, you know.
Or she'll try to make me a Russian agent, period. Like, all right, now that I've got you on the hook, you keep feeding me information. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Yes. An Oklahoma farmer, this may be the worst buy ever. He bought a water buffalo at an auction. Killed him the next day. Do you think that's one of the worst buys of all time? A water buffalo.
Those things are dangerous.
Yeah.
Did he try to ride it? Why did he?
I don't know how he died, but apparently he was killed by the water buffalo the next day. Okay? So that seems to be.
What's the purpose of buying a water buffalo? What are you going to use it for?
Oh, no one knows. I don't know what he's a farmer, so I don't know what a water buffalo does for your farm. I'm not sure.
He was going to make it a plow animal or something?
I don't know. Maybe he was going to breed them. I don't know.
Then he needs another water buffalo.
Yeah. So, right. So, I don't know. A second water, well, yeah, became, yeah, he said he had multiple water buffaloes.
Oh, so
probably
he wanted that one for breeding, and it killed him instead.
Yep, wow. yep. And this one gored him one day after buying him. I think that's a terrible, terrible buy. I don't know.
It's a bad
Very
investment.
Poor purchase.
That's just me. We're done. Moby and AJ next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will be at Texas Card House tomorrow and want you to come on by and hang out with us tomorrow morning here on the show. Texas Card House, Westheimer and Green Ridge. Come on by. And watch the show, be part of it, play some poker tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, babe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.